Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav Shir's Pansel Lunishba Sarmi Akashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara Yud Beis says that a person should not drink water at night because of the sakono of Shavriri, a type of mazikim. And if he's very thirsty and nobody is there, so he should say some lachash. And the lachash should start by saying, Palnio bar palniso, his name and the name of his mother, Omer lecho imcho, your mother said, and you have a loshen of the lachash. So this is one of the sources that we see that we usually use the name of the mother to speak about any type of hatsala. Either we talk about going against mazikim or refuah, we mention the name of the person and we mention the name of his mother. And this is a Gemara in Shabbos also that Samach Vov Amud Beis. Omar Abaya Amar Li Eim Kol Min Yonei B'Shmo De'Imo. And Rashi explains any lachash you have to say, you use the name of the mother. So the Ben Yishchai in his Sefer, a Tshuva Sefer called Torah Lishmo, and Simon Shin Tzadik Tes, begins a question that they asked him, do you really say the name of the mother? And what will be the reason to use the name of the mother more than the name of the father? So he brings the Gemara in Shabbos, and he says the same thing we talk about, Lechishis, that should work also for Refuah. So says the Ben Yishchai, what is the reason we use the mother and not the father? So he has a few reasons. First of all, there's more Kitrugi on the man than the woman. Why? Because the woman is potter mitzvah zeh shazman gromo. She has less obligations, so she has less of tainus against her. In addition, the averus of bitul Torah or her tzoras keri don't exist by a woman, so there's less of a claims against a woman. And in addition, the mikatrikim are not so jealous of a woman like they're jealous of a man. He goes on and ends and says, shamati yorim, I heard they say, another reason, because it's more clear who's the mother than the father. The mother, we know for sure the mother is. The father, it's based on the roif. How do we know who's the father of a person? Because we go with the roif, roif bi'ilas alecha charabal. It's not so clear who's the father. So therefore, we want to mention the name of the mother. In the Sefer Ben Yoyodo, in Brochas Davon Hamud Beis, so the Ben Yishchai also discusses this. And when he brings this explanation that the mother is more clear, is more of a chazaka than the father, he doesn't like this answer. He says, Adar Rabbah, if you don't mention the name of the mother because of that, so you're putting a suffix on the father. So it's a zilzul on the cover of the father. And then he brings the other explanations that he says in the Torah Lishmo, and he concludes another explanation that the mother is the one who gives the physical, the body, and including also the nefesh of the Adam. So although the father and the mother both shutofim in the vlad, but it has to do with the physical body, that's the mother more than the father, that's why he mentioned the name of the mother. Now, interesting enough, this explanation that the Ben Yishchai doesn't like so much is the Chur, what says clearly in the Sefer HaZoyer. It says in a few places, one place is, in Parashas Lech Lecho Da Pidal Na Mudaf, it says, regarding the Pasuk, it says, V'yishir Levena Mosecha, Dov the Melech Davins, please save the son of your servant, your maidservant. So Chazal Sefer HaZoyer ask, why is he using the name of his mother and not the name of his father? So say Chazal Elo Kmino, Tekadiyesi Benosh Lekabel Milo Yilo Lehat Koro, when a person needs to get something Hashpo from above, Pai Lemehelech B'mido B'milo Diyu Vadai, he has to go with something which is clear. Ve'aldo Atker Le'ime V'lo La'avoy, the father is less clear than the mother, that's why he mentioned the mother. So this Pshara says clearly in Sefer HaZoyer. But what's not so clear is that when we speak about a nifter, once we say, let's say, Kel Malei Rachmim, we don't mention the name of the mother. They were mentioned the name of the father. And based on the last pshat that the Ben Yoyada brings, that makes a lot of sense. Because when we talk about the goof, then we mention the name of the mother. That's when a person is sick, you mention the name of the mother. But we talk about the neshama after Ptiro, then we mention the name of the father. And so I saw the Ravun Margolius says in his Sefer Mokor Chesed on Sefer Chasidim. According to the other pshat, the pshat is written down Sefer HaZoyer, that we're saying the mother because that's more clear who the mother is than the father. So the Chuyu should always mention the name of the mother. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list, what's the group is email shomachshavah@gmail.com.